It's time for the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Each week, we review the movies we have actually seen in the theater. You remember the theater, right? It's like Netflix, but with a much bigger screen and more expensive popcorn. Ready for a new take on the latest on film, culture, and whatever else people are talking about? You are in the right place. Probably. Here are your hosts, Blake Schiff and Cole Moore.
Welcome back to the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Been a minute since we have been with you guys, but hey, we are back. You know me, my name is Cole Moore, and I am here with the one and the only
Blake Schiff.
Here we are, folks. We're back. Been like, I don't know, 6 or 7 months, maybe longer than that. Our last podcast, we talked about Blake moving and how, you know, I was all about continuing the podcast, but he was just not willing to put in the effort. But here we are. He is in town. He's back in town tonight. So many things have happened since our last podcast, but he's back in town. And why are you back in town?
I am graduating South Walton High School tomorrow. Today. Not tomorrow. Tonight. To be more clear. So that's why I'm back in town.
Nice. Alright. Well.
You can just end the podcast now.
Well, that's all we have, folks. It's been nice doing Shredded Cabbage, and we'll talk to y'all later. Anyways, graduation tonight. Like I said, there's been a lot of things that have gone on since this. This is going to be an extremely political podcast, by the way. So
we love politics.
If you do not want to talk politics, then you need to leave right now, because we're going to talk about anything and everything that is going on right now that is a heated debate. One, first and foremost, we're going to talk about how in 19 minutes, Halo Infinite live trailer will be dropping today. And honestly, if we're still recording this podcast in 19 minutes, I'll probably turn on YouTube and you'll hear it in the background. I may get copyrighted for that. I don't know. But that's okay, because I'm going to watch it. Anyways.
I didn't know that was happening, like, right now.
Yeah. Well, you're not a true gamer, so.
I am a true gamer.
Yeah.
Halo is my first game.
Well, yeah, there's that. So, anyways, you know, we've been doing this podcast for a long time now, and it sounds like we've kind of been softly speaking about it before, but it sounds like we may be moving platforms.
Yes.
Is that an official thing?
I mean, I'm down. Like I said, you'll just have to use your Wi-Fi, because mine's awful. But I think the viewers want it.
What do the viewers want? They don't even know what we're talking about. First of all, tell them what we are.
We are a clan. A mud clan on Rainbow Six Siege on Xbox One. Rated M for mature. And this clan includes myself, Mr. Cole. Oh, I'll use our gamer tag so we don't give away their real names.
That's true.
Mud Pilot 69. Just a random number generator gave me that number. Mud Evil.
It's Mud Devil.
Mud Devil 69. Yeah, sorry.
You did that on purpose.
Mud Head. Who?
LXIX.
Which means 69. But that may or may not be Mr. Sykes Wilson. And then Mud Cricket, who may or may not be Mac Williams. And we are going to start a stream. A Twitch stream.
Twitch stream?
That's kind of going to be like a carryover of our Shredded Cabbage podcast, just we needed a way to do it from, obviously, far away from each other, because I'm going to college.
Yes.
And I'm gone right now.
Yes.
Well, not right now, but, you know.
Yes, yes. Yeah, so we're going to be trying to move platforms and doing this, because we probably game a good, I don't know, how many hours would you say?
I usually get on at, like, 11 my time, and we usually play to like, I'd say like 2 my time.
Yeah. It's about 4 hours. So you do four times. That's about 3 hours a week.
It's like a full-time job.
Yeah. We probably won't be streaming that entire time.
No, well, I don't know.
But maybe once a week might get on the stream.
Or we could just like clip together our best conversations.
Ah, yeah. Who's going to do that editing process?
I don't know how, but we can figure it out.
Yeah, well, I know how, but I don't want to have to do that.
Okay, fine.
But anyways, yeah, we're talking about moving platforms because we know that the millions of viewers and listeners to our Shredded Cabbage podcast are going to be tuning in. We've made a whopping $3.75 from this podcast, from you guys listening and supporting, and we really appreciate it.
So thank you for paying for my college tuition.
Yes, and if you want to pay for my college, whatever, my Venmo is Colmore47. There's my Venmo, so drop a dollar, whatever it may be, to support
my...
Yes. Anyway, sorry, I'm a little rusty at this, so I keep pausing and all that. But anyways, yeah, so as I said, we're going to be really political with this podcast. And I really just want to know, I don't know if I've ever asked you this question, but, you know, going with the pandemic right now.
Yes.
Do you think that a hot dog is a sandwich?
A glizzy?
I think I get the reference now because I saw Brick from TikTok. I saw his.
I watched that last night too.
He was trying to be like Joey Chestnut where he shoved the hot dog. Oh man, yeah. I about threw up. The
glizzy goblin last night.
Is that what? So a hot dog is a glizzy?
Yes.
I got it. Okay. Well, do you think a glizzy is a sandwich?
A glizzy itself is not a sandwich. I'd say. A glizzy with a bun is a type of sandwich, kind of like a panini. Wait, a panini is the thing that you, like, press the bread, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, I'd say it's, like, a type of sandwich, like a panini and, like, a kind of like a wrap, like a taco, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Like a soft taco?
It's like a subsection of sandwiches, if I had to classify it.
Huh. Interesting.
Kind of like a burger, like probably a type of sandwich too, just a bun.
Yeah, I'm a literal person when it comes to
or po' boy.
Like when you call something like, yeah, the classification may be a sandwich, but when I think of calling something a sandwich, like when you say, "I'm gonna eat a peanut butter and jelly," typically you say sandwich after that. Mm-hmm. When you say I'm gonna eat a ham and cheese, you say sandwich, right?
Yes.
When you say you're gonna eat a grilled cheese. I don't know if you say sandwich all the time.
No.
After that. But when you say I'm going to eat a hot dog, you never say sandwich after that. And so when I say I'm a literal person, I just have a hard time calling it a sandwich.
But think about this. When you go to Chick-fil-A and you get, they don't call it a grilled chicken burger, even though it's using burger buns. They call it a grilled chicken sandwich. And it definitely doesn't use sandwich buns. You know what I mean?
You're an idiot.
Nothing like a sandwich. Like it doesn't look like a grilled cheese or a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It's literally a burger with chicken in it, a chicken burger.
Thoughts? Well, anyways, you may have just convinced me. See? I never even thought about it like that. But I'm sticking to my guns with the hot dog not being a sandwich.
I think it ventures over into, like, I would say a hot dog is like the bun itself. Is the Americanized taco shell.
The Americanized taco shell. Interesting.
Yes.
Nice. I feel like that could be one of those documentaries. Americanized taco shell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, moving right along from that boring conversation, we want to keep the politics rolling. And I just want to ask you, Blake, how has it been living in Big Canoe?
It's been,
give us a rundown on Big Canoe, Georgia.
Ugh. I mean, if you're, like, 70, you'd probably love it there. But for a, young teenage man, or actually...
Oh, man.
I guess I'm a pretty old teenage man now.
You're 19.
19. But, it's not the funnest thing ever. Most fun thing ever. But, I mean, it's not awful. I've made a pretty solid group of friends there at work. But work's about, like, the only... Work and, like, going to the gym's the only thing I ever really do there.
I'm glad you said gym because that's a perfect transition into the gains you've been getting. tell us about the gains you've been getting and what is your secret?
Well, I've gained 50 pounds since I've moved
that
to
Big
Canoe.
That is not true. you've been working out religiously for a few months and you probably put on like 2 pounds. Have about three or four protein shakes a day, or as Bill and Nance like to call, dog food shakes a day. Yes.
I've been working out for a minute now, more than a few months, probably a year consistently on my new plan.
Can we say that word one more time?
Consistently.
Consistently.
And I've put on a whopping 15 pounds.
Wow.
I think, maybe 20. Wow. I don't really remember. But,
wow.
Yeah. My trick is 5 protein shakes a day and a couple milligrams of steroids.
Well, you know what they say about steroids in the bench warmers?
No. I don't remember that.
You ever seen the movie The Bench Warmers?
No, I have. I don't remember that scene.
You don't remember when John Heder, you know, the guy who plays Napoleon Dynamite, right?
Yeah.
He's in Bench Warmers, right?
Yeah, he's the main character.
Yeah, you're kinda. Right. Yeah. You don't remember when he's, like, at the baseball field and he's like, macaroni and cheese tonight, yes.
I remember that.
And then David Spade's like, you know what they put? Steroids in macaroni and cheese or something like that. And then he's like, what are steroids? He said, something that makes your pee-pee smaller.
I don't remember that scene.
You don't remember that?
I remember the mac and cheese and he's like, yes. But I don't remember.
I wonder if we can.
What you call
wonder,
it?
Well, I wonder if we could play it, cue it up. I'm going to cue up this scene real quick. While Blake gives you some nonsense.
Cole just got a punching bag, and it looks pretty fun, I guess. I'm assuming you'll hear it a lot in our stream when it gets angry. That's also something I was... Because we just now brought the stream idea on... Oh.
1 second, we'll get right back to that, Blake.
You may want to skip forward a little bit. Oh, I think I
yeah, I so I misquoted yeah, that, but that's even more hilarious.
But I was just going to ask if this little stream is going to be PG, because I feel like some of the members of the clan have issues raging and maybe let a little cuss word slip over here and there.
You talking about yourself?
No, I'm probably the best about not saying anything like that.
Wow. All right, getting caught out on my own podcast.
No, I wasn't even saying you. But do you feel guilty?
What is going on here? You said you're not even saying me, but do I feel guilty?
I was just wondering because I feel like this podcast is a little bit PG. Well, but, I mean, we really haven't had anything that would make you angry.
Well,
if it happens, it happens. Like, would you edit out a word?
I will control my rage. I feel like this is a conversation that you and I could easily have off air, but you, for some reason, wanted to blindside me on air.
It's called entertainment, Cole.
Well, this is going to be a fun conversation that you and I have once we end today, because...
I don't have a problem with it.
I'm glad you don't have a problem with it, but it's not you. All right.
Maybe I was talking about Mac and Sykes.
You weren't, but that's okay.
Well, then you just admitted...
8 minutes until the Halo Infinite.
Sweet.
Yeah, I would say that, I don't know, gaming for me is, it just really is my life.
Wow.
No, it's pretty bad though, like, you know, I'm waiting tables and all that, and I'll go. I'll wake up at 6:30 and get ready and drive over there and wait tables till about 2, and then get home at about 4 and eat something, take a shower, and then I'll be on Xbox from 5 until 1, go to sleep, wake up again at 6:30 and do it all again.
Wow.
Typically, that's an average day. 5 p.m. to 8, I'm usually playing FIFA with my homie Abhinav Gupta, which my man Jeff is so talented. I'm gonna cue up one of his songs that he sent me. He's just, man, he's been really busting out the tracks lately. He wanted me to shout out his he's on BandLab. He said if I use his music just to call him what his name is on BandLab, and I gotta look it up. But him and I right now are number 6 in the world. Actually, to prove it to you, I'll show you once we get done. I really hope we're still 6, so that's gonna be awkward.
Do the ranks drop like overnight? Like, are people constantly grinding?
Yeah, people are grinding. Which Jeff and I recently have started grinding more because, we just want to, we just want to like stay up with it and all that kind of stuff. I would say I like gaming, you know. It probably takes away from like my responsibility or my capability of being able to be productive. But I mean, I'm still getting good grades in class, and I'm still showing up to work, and I'm still, you know, making that money. But anyways, here's a little bitty from my homie. I don't know what he goes by. It says D Men by Jeff Durant. So I tried, Jeff, if you ever listen to this, but this is what he does. He's really good. Tell me what y'all think. Anyways, that song goes on for a little bit, but I like it. Yeah, I like that.
Sounds like Rocket League music to me. That's what I think of.
Rocket League.
But impressive. I respect it.
Been a minute since we played some Rocket League.
Yep, but we talked about re-downloading because we got some new members.
Yeah, well, your boy has a terabyte, so I never had to re-download.
Yeah. Rich people problems.
I am not rich. Since we're having fun on here and just letting loose, I'm going to show you another little bit from my homie. It's called D-Pop.
From your what?
My homie. Oh. Anyways, I don't know. I could vibe to that.
Does he get these bird sounds like from actual birds?
Yeah, they're like flying around his house.
Really?
Yeah.
And does he play piano and stuff? Is that?
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, wow.
That's him playing. All that is him. Playing, editing, all that.
Does he have to catch the birds?
Well, he lives out in like a sanctuary.
A bird sanctuary?
Yeah. And so it kind of just works out. You know, he has his TV set up out there with FIFA, and he just, yeah, he plays, so.
That's cool. That's real cool, Jeff.
Yeah. I don't know, I really like it.
Yeah, I like it. I just like words in my songs. He doesn't do words, does he?
Well.
Does he like to
sing?
You're
about to put me on the spot. So.
Oh.
So, he's been making these beats for a while now, and he's been trying to get me to come out there and do some...
Wait, are you going to, like, rap?
Yeah, we've been talking about doing that. But so, honestly, within the next month or so, I might be going up to the Funiac and doing a little recording, so...
What's your rapper name going to be?
Rapper name's going to be Mud Devil.
Wait, if you need If you need another rapper, I know one.
You know another rapper?
He goes by the name Playboy Shardy.
Playboy Shardy. Who the heck is that?
You saw him last night, or yesterday. He gave you a hug. You're one of your favorite people on earth.
Give me a hug.
Ian Rogers.
Oh, I do love Ian.
Yeah.
I love Ian.
He goes
lot.
By Playboy Shardy. He does.
Really?
But he only does, like, poop-related verses.
That's so like
why
Kanye.
I call him Playboy Shardy.
Like,
yeah.
Whoopity scoop poop.
Yeah.
I got you.
But only like poop related stuff.
Ah, okay.
So well, if y'all need any of that,
I might have to hit him up.
He's actually pretty good at it.
Really? Well, he's roasted me a few times, so I know he can. I know he can rhyme pretty well. But anyways, yeah, it's been an interesting time, as I said. Just a lot of politics floating around. You know, pandemics and all this kind of stuff. And, I really am curious to know what you think about what's going on. And what I mean by that is what do you, Blake Shipp, think about movie theaters being closed? I mean, that's the basis of why we started this podcast.
I'm not happy about it, but I do get that probably movie theater is probably the worst.
Well, we're not getting political.
Okay.
But
it'd probably just be like,
I'm just kidding.
Everyone's so close together. If things are closing, I understand why a movie theater would. But I don't know. I still hate that they're closed. I haven't been to a movie in like forever.
Well, streaming is the new thing.
Unfortunately.
And that's the thing is when we switch over to Twitch, I mean, we're still going to have to. I mean, the precipice of this podcast was founded upon our love for movies, and so we're gonna have to switch over to Netflix or something like that, or,
yep.
or you I mean, you piggyback off my streaming platform, so
yep.
I guess it's whatever. The Halo trailer is starting right now, y'all, and I have to watch this, so there may be a little bit of a pause.
We can just edit it, right?
Yeah, I gotta watch this real quick, and I'll be right back. Should I pause? I don't want to take the lead on this, but
I mean,
do have some things to say about it.
It looked really great to me. I really want to see the multiplayer, but the campaign looked pretty sick. Brought back some memories. I kind of forgot a lot about that game. I haven't played it forever, but I'm definitely going to buy it in December.
Yeah, the campaign looks amazing. And I usually don't play in multiplayer games like that. I usually don't play campaigns. I still haven't played the Modern Warfare campaign.
Really?
I never played the Battlefield campaign.
They're pretty fun, but I agree. I'm more multiplayer.
It's not that I don't like them. It's just I want to spend all my time on multiplayer or whatever. I may go through and play like the Battlefield campaign. Seemed like it would be a lot of fun.
I did Battlefield 5, and it was really good what I got to play of it. I don't think I finished it, but it was like really, really fun.
Yeah. I'll probably end up going back and doing that. I have so many campaign games to play, though. But yeah, Halo Infinite coming out in December. That looks amazing. Just saw the sneak peek of it. Or not December. It comes out holiday 2020. So that means
holiday.
Anywhere around there. But that looks really good, like a fun game. Excited to get back on Team Slayer and Oddball and all those fun Halo games. Anyways, where were we? What were we jumping into?
I don't know. Last thing I remember is you asked me if I was happy about the theater situation, and obviously I said no.
Yeah, that's true. Well, if we're getting right into it, have you told the people where you're going to college?
I don't know, but I'm going to Emory-Riddle Aeronautical University.
Wow.
ERAU for short.
I feel like you have to say that with like a stuffed up nose.
Yes.
Aeronautical. That's
cool.
And it
is not a community college, although many might think so because no one on earth has ever heard of it.
Huh.
But it
honestly
is.
Honestly, though, like, I feel like a lot of people have told me they know it, like they know about it. And
really?
Yeah, like I've been talking to some people, you know, military people and all that.
I guess it's just
spoiler alert.
Military people.
Blake's going into the military. Infantry.
Yeah.
Right on the hands on the ground.
Probably won't hang it too long.
All right.
Just
let's
kidding.
Not say that.
I'm not doing infantry. I'm doing the old Air Force. Going in as
sitting on a couch and watching Netflix.
Yeah, the life.
Nice.
But no, I guess because military people always know, I feel like. But I feel like I've just told so many people because, I don't know, that's like the first thing any older person asks you. Like if you, they ask like, where are you going to college? And I tell them, like, most of the time they're just like, oh. And they're like, where's that again?
Yeah, Emory Riddle.
Like my boss, Nathan was telling him, because Nathan's going to the same college, but Nathan was telling him where we were going to college because we told him we had to move in August. And he's like, where are you going to college? And Nathan said, Emory Riddle. And he's like, oh, is that the community college down in Daytona? And Nathan's like, no, it's not.
I tell you what, there are worse places to be than Daytona Beach, Florida. That is to spend your next. You're going to be there 4 years. Or no, you did dual enrollment.
Yeah, probably three. I don't know yet.
To spend your next 3 years in Daytona Beach. Wow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
That's three Daytona 500s.
Yep. I'll be at every single one of them. Just kidding.
Oh, man.
Not my cup of tea.
It is interesting for sure. Yeah, it'll be interesting this time next year to see. Sorry. My roommate, Jason Morgan, is laughing in the background about something and caught me off guard. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where life is next August.
For real.
Be crazy.
You'll probably have a wife and family by now, or by then.
Well, I don't know about that. By next August, that's...
It could happen. It could definitely happen.
Yeah, possibly so. We'll see. But anyways, well, cool. Yeah, other than all that kind of stuff going on, nothing really different other than just I was very unprofessional. But you know how we do it on Shredded Cabbage. We're very unprofessional.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you got any ideas? Anything you want to talk about at all?
I don't know. I'm graduating tonight, and I don't really know what I'm doing. It's kind of like last minute.
I thought you were going to Emory Riddle.
What? Yeah, so I'm graduating high school tonight.
What do you mean you don't know what you're doing?
Like, we haven't had a rehearsal or anything. I don't know, like, what I'm doing.
I thought you were rehearsing, like, 45 minutes before.
Oh. I didn't even know that. I literally thought it was just going to be, like, everyone just show up in your gown and...
I mean, pretty much. I mean,
improvise.
You're just going to sit, however far away from people.
6 feet.
Stop. I told you we're not talking. I'm just kidding.
Just saying, that's not far.
No, I know, I'm playing. Yeah, we're going to be in some pods, people that got the special tickets. And
Paul and Cole got the family member tickets.
Got the family pass.
Mm-hmm.
So honored.
From the ships.
I would have been totally fine if I didn't get a ticket.
Oh, I know.
I'm just playing. No, I'm looking forward to it. And, yeah.
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 I think it's nap time.
Yeah, it's a little exhaustion going on in here. Probably shouldn't have stopped to watch the Halo trailer.
This hotel sleep schedule is kind of sucky for me. I'm not a fan of it. I feel like I'm sleeping on a prison cell bed with an elephant snoring in my room. And
shout out, bullshit.
Yes, and it's also 90 degrees.
Dang.
So it's a little rough.
Have you made these things known to your family?
Oh, he knows.
Oh,
my mom tells him like all the time. It's just I'm surprised I don't hear him from my room at home because like it's insanely loud.
Hmm. Yeah, I hate sleeping with a snore. It's almost like you have to try to fall asleep before them.
Yeah. I agree with that.
But if you don't, I never do. Yeah, if you don't, you're screwed.
Because my sleep schedule's already, because I'm not used to going to bed this early, because usually I'm Grinding on the old box.
Grinding on the old box. No one ever calls
really
it.
Really weird. Grinding on Xbox.
Oh, man. I thought we already talked about this. PG.
This is our only PG-13.
PG podcast. I don't know. That's a little rated M for R.
We'll put a warning just for that one.
Yeah, we might put TVMA.
Sorry about that. I did not mean to be sexual.
Yeah, I'm going to do a recording at the beginning of this and say, warning, explicit content coming to you soon. Be careful.
I don't think we have any younglings who listen to this anyways, right?
Wow. You're really going to bring that up, Anakin? Wow.
Youngins, sorry.
Younglings. Wow.
The children.
Get them all murdered.
R.I.P. Actually, speaking of video games, I keep seeing this thing on my TikTok pop up. Someone has gone into Battlefront, the Star Wars game, or Battlefront 2, and made a, I guess he modded, like, a, you know what Ewok Hunt is?
Yeah.
Where you, like, hunt the little teddy bears? Anyway, they made a mod where you are Anakin Skywalker, and all little Ewoks are little children. And it's called Youngling Hunt, and it's Anakin versus, like,
a swarm
of little children.
That's awful.
But I would definitely play it if it came out. That'd be so fun.
That's so messed up. That is so messed up.
Yes.
And that's why we can't play video games, because they're so violent for our cats.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, that might have been probably the most political thing I've seen. Yeah. Because
wasn't that like a big deal a few months
ago?
Yeah,
that's true. I might edit that out. But to be honest with you, probably not. Wow.
You're just too passionate about video games.
Yeah. Don't come take my video game. That's political.
It's pretty political.
Oh, man. They need to make a 34th, however many amendments there are. They need to make another amendment.
Right to play any video game?
Right to play video games.
I'll get the
right
Constitution working on that one.
Right to bear boxes. Right to...
There you go.
Right to bear games.
There you go.
Well, I don't know if we could ramble much longer about anything. We probably have already lost all of our viewers by this point. But we wanted to do a special one since Mr. Ship was in town. And as I said, we're going to... he's returning to his homestead tomorrow. And maybe this weekend we can figure out how we can put together a little Twitch thing for next week. Don't know the day that we're going to be doing it. Keep you posted. I don't know. I guess do I need a camera? I don't need a camera for that.
Unless you Twitch want audio. To be like ninja.
I don't want
to. So
I do not want to have awkward moments of teaching people how to dance.
I like ninja. If anything, he's probably who I want to turn out when I grow up.
Wait, that's a Jerry, right?
No.
Are you serious? Kidding. You look up to him?
Yeah, I look up to ninja. But anywho, if you. Sykes knows how to do all this, so it should be pretty easy to figure out.
Music on. We're getting ready.
It's so wet.
So wet. It's so awesome. Should we count down? Are we gonna get some tunes on?
Okay, ready?
And three, two, one. Yeah.
Come on, baby. We got no one. Come on, man.
Go ninja.
Get it going. Got it.
those are definitely actors.
The most awkward video ever. Ninja at the New Year's Eve party in New York, I'm teaching sure. people how to floss, and literally there's only like two people.
I'm sure most people saw that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everyone watches that.
I would assume so. If not, if you're listening now and you have not seen this, go to YouTube and search Ninja Dancing New Year's. It is a cringy video for sure.
And those two people, I think they're actors because they cut to them immediately.
Yeah, they very well could be. And they looked like...
They're really into it.
They were a little older and didn't look like they would know how to floss, but they pretty much were doing it easily.
Yeah.
Well, something I'll probably do within the next 5 years, I decided, is apply to a gaming, Microsoft or somewhere like
good
that.
Good luck with that.
Be a tester.
I wonder if you have to have, like, a degree for that.
Probably do, so I'm probably not going to do it.
Cool.
Yeah. Well.
It's been fun, guys.
It's been a good time. Yeah. Well, this is the end of Shredded Cabbage recording podcast. I mean, you know, maybe if we're ever in the same town or something like that, or shoot, maybe if I, you know, come up to Georgia in a week or two, I could bring my stuff and we could record there in the mountains. We could record like an episode every day and just boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, that'd just be fun.
Just playing. Well, anyways, that's all the time we have for the Shredded Cabbage podcast. I am your host, Cole Moore, along with my co-host,
Blake Ship.
And this is us signing off. But I almost forgot, Blake. We always end Shredded Cabbage. We always end Shredded Cabbage with the thing that everyone looks forward to the most, and that is the quote of the week from Blake Ship. Honestly, over the time that we've done this podcast, I've had many people say that the quote of the week is the best bit that we do. It's really the only bit that we do, if you think about it. Other than the when we read rants and all that kind of stuff, which we should do that the next time, because that's good stuff. But with all that to say, Blake has a quote, and apparently it's a... Who is that? Oh, my.
It's a ninja quote.
You're not... You already broke the rule.
This is a special one. I wanted to know who it is so they don't all think right. I'm like making it.
This is from Mr. Blevins.
Ninja. My favorite Fortnite streamer. He says, for gamers to be accepted in society, we have to stand up against women and minorities. I thought it was a real quote until I read the end. You may have to edit that. Look, I literally thought it was a real quote. I just read it. I thought it said stand up for, but it says stand up to or against women and minorities. Oh my gosh. Now we definitely need a rated M.
Blake's going to find a new quote because he found a very bad quote.
I think these are all jokes.
Very bad quote. Alright, Blake, come up with something else, please.
I'm trying. He's got a bunch of not nice quotes of him.
They're not real. What did you look up?
I looked at Tyler Blevins' quotes.
Oh, my God. All right. Just go ahead, because the longer this waits, the more awkward it gets with you actually reading. Like, I can't believe you actually read that.
I'll clarify to our viewers. It says...
No, don't. Okay. You're making it worse.
I feel like this makes it better.
All right. Just do what you got to do.
So are you not going to edit this out?
No.
Okay.
This is all live.
Well, it says stand up against women, which I did not expect it to say. I thought it said stand up for women. I thought it was like a nice little...
Blake, just please find another quote really
fast.
Okay,
here's one.
All right. Here, let's try that again.
Tyler Blevins says, no one is free until gamers are free.
No. If that doesn't get you fired up, I don't know what will. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next time. Hopefully that wasn't too offensive at the end. I apologize for the...
I'm so sorry. I
apologize for my co-host being a little child. All right, y'all. We'll see you later.
Thank you for joining us for this week's episode of the Shredded Cabbage Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or Anchor to keep up with the latest that is going on in the Forbidden Forest.